Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Sasha.
Hi, I'm Kirsten.
And this is Mess Magnets.
We're back, baby.
We made it another week. We're getting back on our earlier recording grind.
Look at one day at a time, we will get back to normal.
Yeah, we'll get back to Monday.
It's hard. Oh my God.
I know. Ugh. But how are you, Kirsten? How, besides being envious?
That's me. God. I literally, everyone at the live event, I just want to throttle them because I'm so jealous, but it's fine. I'm surviving. I actually have like a weird, like not quite a migraine, but like almost a migraine today. So I wouldn't have been much fun if I was in New York anyways. What about you?
I know. I'm pissed. That's where I am. But you know, I'm going to be in Miami in 1 week. So, things will be fine.
I didn't even know about that trip.
I took my mom's cruise.
I thought that was closer to when I go away.
No. I'm it's here.
Wait, so do I need to have a sub for next week?
Not next week. No. I would have told you otherwise. The week after.
Okay.
I was going to tell you after the podcast.
Okay, well, I'll figure it out. I went for a really nice long walk with Tori from Ready to Be Petty yesterday, which was really nice. So I'll probably just ask her to come on again.
Please, yes.
Oh my God. Something to make us feel a little better. We do have two more 5-star reviews.
Thank you.
And they're good. They're both really good. So the first one is from Teggy61. Say fabulous, 5 stars. And they say, can you two hear me when I'm adding to and agreeing with your takes? Laughing face emoji. I love the show. My toxic trait, I'm a boomer. Laughing face emoji.
I'm actually a boomer also. So I really understand. Oh my God.
I was like, do they mean like a boomer as in age or like a boomer as in like the football thing?
What? Say more.
No, it's not where they say like boomer and sooner and that's like a football thing.
Oh my God. Not you talking about my school.
I know that, right? Is that real? I know that from Survivor. Yeah. I'm so red right now.
This is so funny. You heard it from me.
No, I knew that one before you because I remember
actually
on Survivor. It's like Chris and Zeke.
Right. Yes. Yes. Yes.
But I would have learned it from you if I hadn't learned it from them.
We're gonna beat Texas this weekend. Fuck them.
I hope you do. I hope you do.
Okay. Last time you were on Asia's side, I don't think I forgot. But
I don't remember. Okay, back.
You were on the podcast. You're like, yeah, go Texas. I was like, the problem is we did lose 49-0. So
this is the problem. I just want all my friends to have fun and have a good day. And sometimes they're against each other.
I know, but it's okay. Let's see. Vibes only. The problem is, don't follow me on Saturday.
No, listen. This, if you are a real messenger, you follow Sasha on Twitter at funsize_04 and you like and engage with her college football tweets on Saturdays, whether you understand what she's talking about or not. Okay.
No, honestly, so many messengers are like, this is what Kirsten's talking about whenever I'm rage tweeting.
It's listen, I
like,
see
oh, this is it. Like, that's all I'll get in my message. This is it.
Oh, this is it. You know what? I love that. And honestly, this Taylor Swift is getting everyone involved in football. So
exactly. Guys, it's get a involved big with weekend. Sasha's
tweets. Yeah,
it's
we're
a
ahead
big
of the
weekend for us, please.
We're ahead of the curve. Speaking of, how's our fantasy football team doing, Sasha?
How about we are number one in the league?
Okay, yes, iconic. Okay,
yeah, and last in another.
That's fine. We're first in one league.
Yes, that's a I literally was about to send a screenshot and was like, I'm absolutely not dog shit. I just have bad luck.
That's so funny. Oh my god. Okay, so like, wait, we do have one more 5-star review as well.
Yes.
And this is from Annabeth 82. And it's 5-star review, says cutest messy queens. And they say, this podcast is just easy, breezy, wonderful. The hosts are so fun and funny. Aww. Love the topics and takes they get into. I have no idea how I found their podcast, but I'm so glad I did. So this is just
God.
Someone found us not from RHAP. And thank you. And we love you.
I love this. Thank you. God,
I love that when you're like listening to a show and you have absolutely no idea how you found it.
You've been with us in the trenches. That's how.
Not the trenches. Oh no.
Oh my god. But anyway, what is wrong? I don't know what's going on.
It's fine. We're fine.
I think we're just not feeling so great. So this is why we're.
Oh yeah. No, my head is like.
Yeah.
I feel like I can feel my brain like moving in my head whenever I move my head, if that makes sense. That's yes. where I'm at.
Yes.
So.
You know how messengers, if y'all follow Gabby Piscuzzi, who was on Survivor, David vs. Goliath, and she always talks about her Roman Empire being tummy problems. Yeah. Girlies were there.
Yeah, you're either a headache girly or a tummy troubles girly. And very occasionally you can be both as well.
No, I pray we will never be both.
Yeah, I don't love those days.
So you know, let us know what's your Roman Empire in the 5-star review.
Yes. What is your Roman Empire? Mine is obviously just simply Taylor Swift.
Yes, it is.
And it's not
I think mine's
fault.
Actually the Duggars, but I refuse to say that.
I mean, at this point, how often are you really thinking about the Duggars?
No, a lot. Like, I follow a gossip channel on YouTube that only posts about them.
And I love you for it. I love you for it.
Like, okay. I just in the know. I'm in the know. That's all.
Should we get into some of the mess this week? There's not like a ton of mess because not much is going on in like the pop culture world.
Yeah. So, besides divorces, and it's like, we're not going to rename the podcast Divorce Magnets because that's like, what's going on.
I don't want to be a divorce magnet.
I mean, I definitely don't.
There's that's the thing. Like, and what can you even really say in general? It's just like, well, these people broke up.
Yeah. And this person cheated. Okay. Fuck off. Yeah. I'm tired. Yeah. I'm tired of these people breaking up.
Imagine how tired we are. Yes. So we will. Let's get into the mess. And first, we're going to start off with not a divorce, but a wedding. So yes. Olivia Bennett and London Stallings are two pretty popular TikTokers. They're a lesbian couple and they met in 2020 and they got married very recently. And I know what you're thinking, like, why are you just talking about this random TikTok couple getting married? Well, because there's mess, okay?
Yeah.
The first mess, and this is like, I can't get it confirmed. Like, I can't seem to figure this out online. But so they got married at Naylor Hall in Roswell, Georgia. And like the pictures, like it looks like a plantation house.
Probably
but
is.
There's no clear answer on if it is a plantation or not when I look it up online.
Wait, why is she dressed like this?
What do you mean?
Who's on the left? London?
I don't know which is which.
No, it said on the, if you just scroll down, we're on a New York Post article about this. And look at, it's like a still from the video.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Why does she look like a prairie girl? And then the other girl looks like a Kylie Jenner wannabe. Yeah, like, what? They're married?
Yeah, not that on their, that's what they're wearing on their honeymoon, I guess.
So one is Little House on the Prairie, and one is like the white woman that gets lost, or not that gets lost, but like start of, you know, every like, I miss my wife. So let me take, you know, and then the videos of that woman always like laughing and shaking her head back. No, I'm sorry. I cannot get over this outfit. This is horrendous. And I'm very... Please, everyone, just look at it and tell me I'm wrong. That is all. Anyway, so yes, as Kirsten said, they're getting married, or they are married, right?
Yeah, so they're married. Mm-hmm. And like they've been posting a lot of like day in the life, get ready with me, like this type of content and wedding planning content. And so that's what they're kind of big for. They have a shared TikTok account with over 700,000 followers. And some, I don't know what London did. Well, like we know some of what London did, but yeah. London did something to someone who held on to screenshots of all of the tweets where she has used the N-word over the years in like 2012, 2013, et cetera, obviously. And again, she's a white woman. And they posted all of the screenshots on Reddit on their wedding day.
Oh my God.
Like we know London said racist stuff, like using the N-word, not we've been through this. We know that that's not okay. But what did they do to the person who posted who like sat on these until what's supposed to be the happiest day of her life and then exposed them? Right?
I think that is so horrible. You know what? They must be really waiting to like ruin their life.
Right? Like that's the thing. Like,
yeah.
What would someone have to do to you for you to be able to sit on this kind of information for however long? And so, and this is the other thing too. We're like, obviously she should have never said this in the first place. This is stupid as hell. Dumb mistake.
Yeah. 100%. But period.
Once you start getting notoriety, do you not like look at your old tweets and see if you have anything that you don't want people to find out about?
Right. Just hit the delete all.
Like, just delete the tweets.
As soon as, if I were to ever get popular, it's over. You know what I mean? Like, my whole Twitter is scrubbed.
Right? Like, like, I know when I was, like, possibly going on Big Brother Canada, I didn't want to delete all my tweets because I felt like that would be too obvious.
Oh,
so I, like,
right.
used a service, and I, like, went through, like, 6 months at a time making sure, is there anything that even could be borderline? Like, let me just make sure. And, like, I don't think there was anything that would be, like, cancelable. But obviously, when I've had that Twitter account since I was in high school, I was saying shit
That's
I shouldn't
what
have said.
I'm saying. I was in college acting a fool. No,
Absolutely like I went not. Through surgical. I was like,
no, I'm telling you, I would straight up delete. It doesn't. I don't care. People be like, oh, you did it on purpose. What do you have to hide? Myself?
No, just delete everything. Nobody needs to know you that well.
Yeah.
Honestly, I like might go back and delete any pre-RHAP tweet just because I don't need people knowing me like that.
You don't need old bosses looking at your stuff, like, please. Okay, it's impossible,
right?
Their wedding outfit looks fine, I must say. It's just this apology video or whatever.
Yeah. And
it
so
looks like Little House on the Prairie.
So they did film an apology video, and it's like Olivia looks really mad the whole time. And like Olivia's old tweets are like in 2020 when Biden won the election, she like posted a screenshot of the electoral map and was like, we're free, that kind of stuff. And so obviously she's not stoked on her new wife and finding out that this had happened, but she does say in the video like, oh, like I support you, and like I like people can change and all of that. And it's like, yeah, people can change. Just take full accountability for your actions and then do better is really all you can do. And so like she is in a video saying that she's disgusted and ashamed and embarrassed at how normal it was for her to speak that way on Twitter, for her friends and her to address each other that way, or for her to sing along in rap songs. It's nobody else's fault but mine. But the video, here's the thing. They posted the video just as a TikTok story. They didn't post it to the main account. So it goes away after 24 hours.
Of course.
And so it's like, well, are you taking accountability in that situation? Like, you're just, I know you're on your honeymoon, but I don't know. This you wouldn't have like to deal with this if you just hadn't done this.
Yeah, this is the Shein girl, right? That woman that went to, what was it? Oh my God. That went to China for the Shein brand trip. Was she
one of them?
No. I'm saying like, it just reminds me of that.
Oh, yeah.
Because she ends up, her platform is what? TikTok. And she ends up using YouTube for her apology where there's like barely any followers. All this stuff is so on purpose. I can't even help but laugh.
Yeah, it's like, let's do it so that we've done it. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully we won't have to acknowledge it again, which is not actually taking accountability.
Exactly. It's horrible. And I don't know. I just feel like this is my calling, that these people hire my job for like their actual accounting work. And I don't mean like numbers, right? Like this kind of accounting. When things go wrong, PR teams call us and be like, what do we do? And then we're like, here's the actual way to be a better human.
Exactly. Like, not what do we do to make this go away, but no, what do we do to actually like make right?
Yep.
Oh, you'd be so good at that, Sasha.
Oh my God. I wish. I'm telling you, that's like my dream, is that they just call me and I'm like, great, here you go. But I'm not helping all racists, just people that want to, you know, be reformed. Let's be very clear.
God. I'm sorry, that's such a funny quote. Not all racists.
Oh, God.
Listen, it could be any sort of mistakes. But yeah, so there's like a whole subreddit about London and Olivia. And it's like, it's not really a fan page so much.
Oh, no.
It's not a snark page either, though. It's just like,
oh, okay.
Talking about everything that they do and like really dissecting it. And I guess they're saying that someone from this Reddit is the one who posted the initial Reddit post with all of the tweets.
Oh, my God.
But that original thread has been deleted. So not great. Jeez. A lot of people are also saying on Reddit that like, there's cheating allegations and like drug allegations. And
what the hell?
So I think there's more to the story, but we just don't have it yet. But this is kind of like the biggest thing that I've even seen happening online, besides, of course, Taylor Swift, which has taken over all media.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's actually crazy. I never knew about these people until you brought this up today.
Me too. I was talking to, so there's a little Slack of podcasters called the Podcast Collective.
Yeah.
Which I think you've finally been added to, Sasha.
Oh, I have.
You should have been. If you haven't, I'm going to fight Tori.
It's fine. No. We love Tori.
Can you imagine? I don't think I can bring myself to fight her.
No, but I have not been like, added. Hey. Just kidding.
I'm fixing this.
Anyway,
and so one of them was talking about stuff, and I was like, "Is anything happening except for Taylor Swift right now?" And she was like, "The London Olivia wedding and all of the tweets." And I was like, "Say less. Let me run and figure out what's going on with this." Ooh. And it is like a pretty big mess. And I know you found like some pretty big TikTok mess as well, but we're not going to be able to talk about that until next week. So
yeah, because I actually have to. So here's you can the
watch
joke.
A video and transcribe.
Yeah.
It.
Here's a joke of everything, because Carson was like, oh, I actually have some mess about a TikTok lesbian married couple. So I was like, great. That's what I was going to bring up. Turns out it is not the same.
It's two different lesbian TikTok couples. with some drama, which, you know what? That's exciting. I love that.
No, I love this. So the one I'm talking about is Rayshonda and her pastor to-be ex-wife. Y'all, it's crazy.
I was giving the preview, and I think that we're all going to lose it when we get all that info next week. So that'll be good.
Just wait. And a lot of stuff keeps coming out. So just I'm glad we low key haven't.
Perfect. Amazing.
Yeah.
Sasha, do you want to talk about Taylor Swift again?
Here we are.
At one point, I was texting Sasha this week and about Taylor Swift, and Sasha was like, our girl. And I was like, yes, I'm indoctrinating.
Listen, our PR girl, let's be very clear.
Oh my God.
Can I also say, like, my husband is also now into this, but he's the, like, only person on earth. Just kidding. I was trying to troll him on Kirsten's behest that said, you know, hey, like, tell him that Taylor, you know, Taylor made Travis famous, because that's a TikTok trend to try on, like, your football loving partners that are usually male. So it, like, they just rage for no reason. Yes. Like, they do the absolute most. Okay. So I tried it, right? Because I thought I'd get a little bit of, like, Sasha, you know, football, what's wrong with you? Absolutely not. Karthik goes, duh. What do you mean? Like, it Travis Kelce is chop liver, is what he said in front of Taylor Swift.
I love this so much. Yeah, one of my friends did the, like, took a video of her telling her husband, like, it's crazy that Taylor Swift made Travis Kelce famous, like, best catch of his life. Am I right? And he was like, and this is not, like, a person that gets mad. And he was, like, running his hands through his hair and, like, had to, like, take a second to drink his drink. It was so funny.
I don't understand. Messengers, have y'all done this with your partners? Like, let us know. It's just every TikTok I've seen, the people are like, dude, what are you talking about? This is, like, the, you know, what, Hall of Fame tight end, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, Karthik is just, will not. It's like I opened the floodgates. And he would not stop talking shit. And I was like, calm down. Like,
I wish you recorded it to include on this podcast.
He was so mad. He was like, why would you even bring it up? It's not even in the same league. Blah, 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 blah. Taylor Swift's a big deal. And I was like, why are you a Swiftie, bro? And he's like, I'm not. But the truth is the truth. The problem is, y'all, in case you didn't put it together, he does not like Kansas City, number one. And secondly, he's a Raider fan. So they really hate Kansas City. So to me, I was like, it's the scales were a little, you know, messed with.
A little bit. But I also just, I like it. I think it's refreshing to hear that from a football fan, because I feel like so many of these NFL fans are like, no, like, NFL is the center of the universe and everybody knows all of these players. And it's like, what are you talking about? Travis Kelce literally had a reality TV show. That's my shit. And I had never heard of him.
I so know.
I don't know.
I agree. Taylor Swift is more famous, period. That is no, I just very true. Fighting. I find it so funny at how, like, stressed out these, like, mostly men whose videos we're seeing are. Yeah. Oh my God. He's like, who knows Casey? What's Casey? You're racist. Granted, Karthik is so extra. Like, he really hates Native American mascots. He has a shirt that he wears to work called Caucasians.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And it's the old Washington football that is Commanders, right? I think they're Commanders now. Mascot logo, but it's a white person.
Well, and I'm going to speak for all white people right now, where that shit should be happening. Turn the tables.
I was like, dude, like, we're in public. And he's like, and they don't care. Look at that. Because someone was wearing their Kansas City merch. So he was like, now I have to do this because this is so racist that they're doing this. Yeah, Karthik's a hot mess, everyone. But anyway, that's why we're married.
He's the best. I love I love him more every story I hear about him. You guys are
a Roman Empire. He actually did get pissed at me. And he's like, why aren't you thinking about the Roman Empire?
I was like, I asked Josh how much he thinks of the Roman Empire, and he was like, I don't know, maybe like every 2 weeks or like three times a month. And I was like, but like when? And he's like, I don't know if I'm thinking about aqueducts or roads exactly. or phalanx or, and I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my God. Karthik's like, what do you mean? Why don't you think about this? Like, you should be worrying about history more. I was like, you nerd, get out of here. Anyway, so apparently now Travis, oh my God, the Kelce brothers podcast is number one.
Yeah, like I think number one sports. Like I don't think in like every podcast.
No, but that's a big deal because Stephen A. Smith, Pat McAfee, like all these. Does Pat McAfee still have podcasts or is it on YouTube?
Listen, I don't know who that person is. I'm sorry.
And you would really, I don't think, vibe with Pat McAfee.
I must. In general, I feel like most of these sports bros are just not like my people.
No, it's just, yeah, and he only stands up and he, in a tank top, does his analysis.
Exactly. It's the gun show, everybody.
But no, actually, though, and he was on YouTube and then he gets a deal with ESPN.
Oh, okay. Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I know. Sports. I have to know. That's crazy.
Well, their sports pod was number one across various different podcast platforms. And on the podcast, Travis's brother Jason is like, me and my brother have been put on the map, which is like exactly the phrasing that people are using in those TikToks. Like, oh, it's crazy how Taylor put Travis on the map, which is kind of funny.
I know. That is very good.
But like, it's actually insane. So Taylor and a bunch of her like girl gang friends were at the Jets versus Chiefs game this past weekend. And literally that game got Super Bowl levels of viewership.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think it was like the second or third most watched like regular season football game of all time. Something like that. It's just insane. Like, I'm sorry. Not even Taylor Swift could get me to watch football. Like, if Sasha, being a big football fan, can't get me to watch football, like, a celebrity going to the game isn't going to do it for me.
And you don't get a lot from Taylor Swift, because I watched the game live, because, you know, our the quarterback and Travis Kelce, your bestie, Patrick Mahomes, they're both on fantasy teams that we have. So I really be watching, and it was tragic. So it's good you didn't watch, is my point. But I just can't believe over Bill Simmons. This is crazy. I literally looked up this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it'll last.
No, it might. It's just, I'm very surprised.
I think people just want to know what he has to say about Taylor Swift.
You're right.
And so that's that's what the new listenership is about.
Yeah, and that's the bump.
So we'll see if that continues. Well, that's another continuing story. But also, like, some of the, it's looking like NFL fans are also starting to really sour on Taylor. They're like mad that there's like fake fans coming in and like booing at her on the billboard. And like,
because it wasn't their game, it was at a different game, I think. And then somehow they still showed her. That's why. But again, Loser behavior. All right.
Well, and I saw something on Reddit, and it was a person who said they work for ESPN in like a marketing division. And obviously this is like a first person account on Reddit. I can't confirm if it's correct or not, but they were saying they work in ad sales. And because of this, they've been able to increase the cost of ad sales on Chiefs games by like a lot. And single person is like, you know what the biggest thing in the NFL is right now? Taylor Swift. Like, they're excited about it and they're going to keep using it whether she wanted them to or not at this point, because it's generating massive amounts of press for them, including a freaking White House press briefing. They were asking about Taylor Swift.
That is the funniest thing you sent me. I just want to make it clear.
I saw and I was like, I sent Sasha so much bullshit. And I was like, but she has to see this because this is insane.
It's so good.
Does Joe Biden think it's a real relationship? And he's like, I don't know. And they're like, well, can you take the question back? And he's like, yeah, I'll take the question.
And I think that man was like the NSA person, like the national security person.
Yes.
Like, please. Yes, and the fact that you have to sit here and talk about this, I can't. I absolutely cannot. And here's the thing. you did not bring this. You sent this to me in a voice message. And I will say it's the best thing ever. And that is why I think I'm fully on that this is a PR relationship train. Because everyone, the Jets and Kansas City game, right? Guess what? Look up Taylor Swift Jets. I bet you it's not the climate criminal shit. And when yeah, you can't remember that, I died.
I can't remember where I saw that, if it was a TikTok or an article. I don't know the source.
I think it was a TikTok.
Yeah, it must have been a TikTok, but I think it was a kind of longer TikTok. And I was like, I censored too much stuff. I'm going to summarize it. And yeah, it's like,
you
look at this.
So over it when you said.
Well, I was really sleepy. I was already in bed when I sent that to you. I think it was like 8 p.m.
Was that? And I was like, it's Kirsten. And he's like, oh,
I'm a sleepy girl, okay?
It was so funny. He was just like, what?
I was also just like, I've seen so many insane conspiracies. Like, I sent you maybe like 10% of what I see about this online. Like, I do not send you even close to half of the insane things I see about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. It's literally like the only thing I see online is that and like Big Brother stuff.
That is so ridiculous. Oh my God. No, it's just, I love that folks are like, yes, you know, she's using Travis, and now apparently the Jets, shout out Rob and Akiva's team that apparently
their team win?
Absolutely not.
Okay. I figured that they wouldn't be winning many games after their season opener, but
correct. They did lose their quarterback on like the first play, I think, or something.
It was like 10 seconds, wasn't it? Like, it was wild.
So bad. But yeah, anti-vaxxer. So it's just, I don't wish death or hurt on anyone. I'm just saying, it's crazy. But all that to say, this is the conspiracy theory I love, and keep sending me more, right? Like, I love that Taylor Swift apparently concocted this whole PR scheme so that her climate criminalness will be stopped.
Well, I mean, it seems like every like specific incident could be covering something up from like the 1989 era or like other bad press that she's recently gotten. So
valid.
It is interesting. And I do understand why, like, Taylor Swift might have to fly. Can you imagine Taylor Swift at the airport?
Oh, God.
She goes to, like, a friend's wedding and they close down a whole town. What's going to happen at her gate, you know?
Yeah. No, I do not blame. But, you know.
But, I mean, I feel like she could maybe fly less. Like, she could probably.
Or you could do stuff to offset, you know, your.
I do think she does pay for the credits. But still, she could probably fly less. I don't know. But yeah, that's what's going on with them. The other like unhinged Taylor Swift theory going around right now is everybody thinks that there's going to be three editions of 1989 Taylor's version. They think there's going to be like a pop version, a country version, and another version. Because Shania Twain did that with one of her albums. And then Taylor Swift was wearing a Shania Twain t-shirt from that album like the other day when she was out and about. Oh, and so people are like, it's confirmed that the album theory is happening. And I'm like, are you well? Like, seek treatment, please?
Like I said, I just, from a distance, I be watching this and I'm just like in shock. As to what
you can
happened.
Just, I'm pretty sure you can just say anything in a TikTok about Taylor Swift and it will probably go viral to the correct people's For You page.
Here's the thing. I wish that like we had enough, you know, brain power and time to like start Taylor Swift conspiracy theories. To see,
I feel like it could work for us. I think we should do that as like, we should ask Rob if we can release a patron only episode. And it's coming up with Taylor Swift conspiracy theories
that we then post online to see.
Yeah, and then we make the TikToks. Yeah, and see what happens.
Oh my God, I love that. Tell us your craziest Taylor Swift theories, please, and thank you.
Oh, honestly, just any theory. If you have a crazy theory about anything, we would love to hear it. And then, okay, that is the latest update. I'm sorry for so much of our lives being dedicated to this woman. I never, I never in a million years when we started this podcast thought that we would talk about her this much.
No, it's just, it is what it is. Okay.
It's just coming out. Should we do some quick bites?
Yes, let's do it. So yes, this is huge. Okay.
Yes.
Beyonce has announced that the Renaissance tour movie is coming out, everyone.
Yes. Very exciting. I had a feeling this was, I feel like we knew that they had filmed dates. So I had a feeling this was coming, but always good to get confirmation.
Like she has a video crew with her, I believe 24/7. Like that's like a thing that she does. Oh my God. So. Mm-hmm. So they like
kind of sad.
No, it's that like they just document their lives.
Yeah, that makes me kind of sad.
No, it's good.
Like it's good that we'll get the footage and we'll get to see stuff, but it like but what about her privacy?
No, it's her own people.
You know, I know, but still like you still like lose a level of privacy by having those right with
in
you
that
all the
way.
Time.
I see what you're saying.
But like I'm glad because we get to watch.
Yeah. Well, content. She doesn't usually share it. The only thing that's shared were like I remember on the run tour when she shared like Blue and everyone else. And like you could literally cry because it was so sweet. But well, they barely show the footage.
Yeah. The only like please correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Because like I love Beyonce, but I'm not like the super fan know everything about her. She only has like the one like documentary from when she did Coachella, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this will be exciting to get more info.
Yeah. And it looks really cool. I saw the trailer. I obviously will be going. Cannot wait. And we'll talk about it. I will share with the class once I watch it all.
I mean, I'll probably go to be honest. So that'll be good.
Oh, the visual.
I'm excited. And, like,
yeah, sorry, go ahead. No,
you're fine.
Yeah, what I was going to say, it's also, I think the Renaissance tour is the 7th highest grossing tour in the world, which is crazy.
It should be higher, though.
Well, no, overall. Like,
no, it should be higher. It should.
Yeah,
be
but
like,
there's Elton John, you know, all these people.
I guess.
Yeah, so Beyonce's tour grossed $579 million. From 56 shows, and it becomes the highest grossing tour of any female artist, any black artist, and any solo American act in history. And then there's a bunch of numbers about how where it actually stands overall, but just really a queen. Cool. Yeah, top 10 grossing tour of all time, and she's 7. It's Elton John number 1. But Elton John had 330 shows. She had 56.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of those tours will get inflated by the ones that were just like really long world tours.
Yeah, because she's the shortest one too. Oh, the Rolling Stone, but she beat them, was 58 shows. And in 56, she beat them. But then Guns N' Roses is 158, Harry Styles is 169 shows, Coldplay is 107, U2 is 110, and then 255. Yeah, see, it's a lot. Point is, if my girl adds some more dates,
yeah, she'll move up. She'll keep moving up the list.
All right, good job, Queen.
Good job, Beyonce. We love to see it. I can't wait to watch the movie. And yeah, another favorite queen of this podcast, Cardi B, was on Hot Ones, and it was so good. Did you watch it?
Oh, you know I did.
I had a feeling. I loved when she, like, I feel like she was doing so good at the Spice, and then at the end she's like crying. I just want to go home to my family.
Oh my God, she's like, you've held me hostage. Oh my God, I'm obsessed with Cardi, and I think like a lot of folks don't realize that like she's actually a smart person.
So many comments were like, oh, wow. And she's talking about like Winston Churchill and geeking out about politics. Like, I didn't realize that she had this layer to her. Like, well, because you haven't been listening, because you wrote her off from the very beginning because of where she comes from.
And she talks about it in like every interview she did, like the voting.
She interviewed
drive.
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say with Bernie. It's just like, be so for real. She's really into history. It's like a known thing. So yeah, I really appreciated her and her just like being like, I was in the room. I was in the room.
She was so MDR so hard. It was so cute. No, I really love Cardi B. I think I especially love, like, one of my favorite things is like when someone's really smart and people don't realize they're really smart.
1000%.
Yeah, she's just the best. NSYNC also did Hot Ones, and that one was less entertaining personally. I watched it. I watched like one day last week while I was at work. I was just like watching a bunch of random Hot Ones.
Oh, that's valid. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like in the background while I was doing some like data entry. And the NSYNC one, I honestly was like, Justin Timberlake, shut the fuck up. Like, enough. Because it was all like, oh, well, I've done this. But like talking about how he had like done it before and like
because
he
did
it by himself. Also, NSYNC's new song came out and it's listed as NSYNC with Justin Timberlake. And I'm
shut the hell
up. He's in the fucking band. Like, what are you talking about?
Do you think his production label, like whatever, makes him do this?
I think that he
Not a diva. Lavina, don't hate us, but please. That's
horrible. I mean, it's I don't think Justin Timberlake is her favorite member of NSYNC.
No, we talked about that. Yeah. No, but speaking of who's also having like a crazy come up, and who I personally will say like did not know was so funny is Offset. Like,
I haven't seen any of this.
Oh my god. Offset is everywhere because he did an interview with that girl, Bobby, whatever the hell her last name is. If you're on TikTok, she does like, I guess her shtick is that, you know, she has to be like uninterested and aloof and lost. But the thing is, Amelia does that and Chicken Shop Date, and it's so much funnier and better. But, you know, Bobby, the Chicken Shop Date is so funny. And like, and Amelia, like on Chicken Shop Date, she's a UK, like, what, YouTuber, interviewer, however you want to say it. Maybe y'all saw the video of her and Andrew Garfield flirting, right? Like, that's who she is. But anyway, Bobby just seems to have bitten off of a bunch of these, like, Z-Way, right? Like, all these women doing that, like, dry humor, but, like, is doing it so bad. Anyway, Offset goes on the show and drags her to hell and back. Oh. And, like, and she can't keep up, right? You know, again, on Z-Way and on Chicken Shop Date, like, they'll, you know,
they can keep up.
They keep up and they make their person, like, funnily uncomfortable. Absolutely not. Bobby was like, I don't know who you are. And Offset was like, I don't know who you are. Hell, you weren't even on Google. You haven't made it to Google. You're only on TikTok. And then he, like, tried to shake her hand and she just, like, meekly gave her hand to him and he holds it. I mean, like, tries to, you know, shake it because he's like being shady and giving her quote unquote props. And he goes, you need some seasoning. Like, he's just like, this is not working. And then, yeah, yeah, like on Chicken Shop Date, again, when they say stuff like that, Amelia will hit back. On Z-Way's show, Z-Way used to hit back.
Fucking funny.
So funny. But like, Bobby just like, I don't, like, she looks like she's gonna cry.
Yeah, I think now that you're describing more, I think I do know who that is.
And I'm like, yeah. She's this girl on TikTok that does these like, like dry humor, but they flop. It's not good because there's other women doing it well. So anyway, and then my favorite is also Bobby was like, your people reached out to me and you wanted to be on the show. And Offset goes, cap, flag on the play, flag on the play, CAP, CAP, flag on the play. And then she like keeps talking and he's like, burr, burr, like, you know, the Migos like sounds. Yeah. And she's like, what are you trying to make a song while I'm here? And he goes, no, I'm just trying to explain to you how irrelevant you are. Oh, and I was like, can you imagine Cardi B and Offset's fight?
No, I can't.
It would be so wild. Scary. Someone was like, they'd just be banshees. He's screaming at you like with the noises at each other. But yeah, turns out it was Offset being the funny one all along. So it's I would recommend listening to that. It's very cringe and not, like I said, not the chicken shop or Z Way funny cringe, but like actually horrible. Cause she's okay, just like, okay. And then she goes, okay, you can leave now. And he goes, you're in my hotel room. And he's like, but I'm not rude, so I wouldn't ask you to leave. Don't worry.
I'm crying.
It's so bad. Everyone, please.
Oh my God. Okay. That's well, that's my homework.
Yeah. Our brain.
Anyway, are in sync. Yes, I will check that out. Also notable, Jamie Lynn Spears got voted out of Dancing with the Stars.
Spoiler alert.
Week two. I saw like when she got announced to be on the season, I saw like blind items that were like, oh, like there will be a contract in place. Like she'll be a finalist. Like you'll be seeing her all season. Oh, wow. Long. And so I was shocked when I saw a posting that she had gone home. I don't watch Dancing with the Stars. So
I don't anymore, but I used to. Yeah.
But so I thought that was really funny after I had seen all those blind items and then she's going home second.
I know. And I know I shouldn't laugh. That's so
funny. Well, I mean, her sister's the dancer. Let's be real.
That's real. Get her sister on the show. Nah, she Brittany'd eat well, everyone up.
She's busy dancing with fake knives. And did you see that someone like called in a wellness check on her because she was dancing with prop knives?
Yeah, losers. So,
like, leave some Brittany alone.
That part. Some guy actually tried, like, redid the, you know, copy the dance, and he's like out of breath because he realized it's actually really complicated choreography and couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's the thing too. People have been like talking a lot of shit on Britney Spears, like Instagram dances and stuff. It's the same type of dances that she's always been doing. Like, I don't know what to tell you. And everyone has always talked about how she's such a good dancer. So I feel like it's so weird to suddenly be like, oh, these videos are so like, yeah, dancing in front of a camera is awkward for everyone, but she can just do it because she's talented and like has no fear. It's fine. The knives did creep me out, but like it was a reference to a Shakira thing. And like, I think she saved that prop store by posting that she got the fake knives there.
Probably.
I think I saw something like that.
God. But that's all I can think of. So I agree.
Yeah.
So like she's a dancer. And stop it. Stop being mean to Britney. And yeah, Jamie Lynn Spears, it's what it is. I watched the show Sweet Magnolia.
Okay.
And that's
I feel like I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I thought it was cute.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else we need to talk about?
No.
Should we do? Yeah, I feel like it's just not there. I'm sorry. Nothing's happening out there. Absolutely I apologize. Not.
Yeah, sorry, everyone.
I like made a list of quick bites. And I was like, I don't know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I reposted someone's TikTok and I didn't mean to. I'm having a talk about boomer.
You can unrepost it if you go to your page and then you hit the like repost thing. Yeah, at the top,
I'm there.
Then you can like click on the TikTok and like undo it.
I can't.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Anyway,
I've done that before too. The point is,
I'm a boomer.
Classic. It's fine.
In case you
Do you want an anonymous? Yeah. This is a short anonymous, but
it made
me gasp out loud when I saw it. So I was like, we're putting it front of the line. It's fine. It was literally the first one I looked at today. So this is hometown high school mess. Okay. So okay. Two girls from high school, we are going to call them Diana and Amy, and they were best friends.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Diana married Andrew and Amy was the maid of honor in Diana and Andrew's wedding.
Oh,
so okay. Diana and Andrew went on a cruise once they were married and Diana cheated on Andrew on the cruise with some cruise goer that she had just met.
Diana!
Like, Diana, what are you doing? But Andrew said,
I love the British names.
I know this is
the royal. Yeah. Okay. Anyway,
it's great. So Andrew said, if you go low, I'll go lower. And then went and got with Amy.
Oh, my God.
And what so Diane and Andrew. Yeah. Diane and Andrew got divorced and Andrew has been dating Amy and they're still together.
For real?
According to our messenger.
Oh my God.
Like it took me out. He said, when you go low, I'll go lower. And it's like, oh my God, who's like best friend is willing to do that? Like that's so messed up.
But the thing is, what random cruise goer is just out here?
Yeah, I don't get that.
Oh my God.
I don't get that at all.
I'm confused because on account that I'm going on a cruise in next week.
So just be like, careful.
What are we doing?
Don't accidentally bring anything pineapple.
I will not. This is so crazy.
I know. Like, listen.
But the point is, do you think that they were just married to the wrong people? Because it looks like Amy was actually Andrew's soulmate.
I mean, maybe there was more to the story. Like, maybe Amy liked Andrew first or something. Like, I don't know. I would love to know why Diana did this.
Oh, my God. Like,
it's just so messy.
Diana, was it over for you already? Is that why?
Well, and I'm like, how long after the wedding did they go on this cruise?
Right.
It's just the math is not mathing.
Mm-mm. I don't like it. I don't like that at all. It's too weird for me.
But yeah, that's.
But thank that's you for sharing.
This yes, is thank cool. you for sharing.
Yeah, I just wish I could know more.
I always. That's what I always want. I like. Mm-hmm. No matter how much we get, I will always.
I know they can give us like an essay, like, and we're like,
we could get 1,000 words, and I'd say send me the update.
Yeah,
but it's just crazy.
Wow.
I can't imagine. I love when stuff like that. Like, I feel like I'm always looking at, you know, like the people I knew from high school, trying to see, have there been changes in their relationship statuses? Who suddenly stopped posting about their husbands? Like,
oh, that's so real. Mine is, yeah, my high school boyfriend married, like the one that cheated on me, I mean, but married like his sister's best friend.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's just, it's, and again, I love them both individually. And I think like that is the correct, you know, like they should be together. They are definitely the soulmates and I was in the way, but like, it's just so funny to think about.
Yeah, that is, that's just weird.
Yeah. It's just so funny. Like, I don't understand.
Stuff like that is always really funny.
Yeah, I just love high school because some folks like that are still in your hometown. You're just like, okay. Wow, y'all still really be there.
They're there and they have more babies than anybody else.
Yeah. That is so funny and true.
Yeah. And it's fine. It's all good. Well, we did it. We've made it mm-hmm. to the end. Sasha, where can people hear more from you?
Yes. As always, you can find me over on Rob is a Podcast where I'm talking everything Below Deck Med. Chappelle was out this week, but Jason Orch joined me just to like, honestly, we were in hell. It was so good. Would recommend. No bias. So that's out. Check that out either on Rob is a Podcast YouTube or on the Bravo TV wrap up feed. And I was a guest on the Veto recap for RHAP as well. Honestly, not sure what happened. Felt like a fever dream, but here we are. And it was a thing. It was a thing. Would recommend the audio, the visual as well, unless you're scaredy cat. And for everything else, just follow me on Twitter at funsize_04. What about you, Kirsten?
Amazing. Well, FBoy Island is coming back very soon. So if people want to go to the Hot Dummies on Islands podcast feed and get ready for that, Jenny Autumn and I are going to be covering it, which will be really fun. And then it's a new thing starting October 5th. There's going to be monthly pop culture podcast live streams with a bunch of different pop culture podcasters. So if you go to YouTube and follow at Pop Culture Podcast Collective. That's where all of those are going to go. And hopefully that'll be a good way to meet other pop culture podcasters that you like. Yeah. And I will be there sometimes, and Sasha will get added, and then we'll be there as well. Once I fight with Tori.
No.
I would never actually. And then you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. Thank you everyone for listening. We'll be back next week with more mess.
All right, bye.